Good morning. This is Akashvani. I am Naresh Mago with the World News. The headlines. India and Brazil set ambitious target to boost bilateral trade to $30 billion by 2030. US President Donald Trump announces hike in tariffs to 15% on all countries after Supreme Court ruling. 17 Afghan civilians killed in Pakistan Air Force airstrikes along border region. Iranian students hold anti-government protests since government crackdown last month. And in ICC T20 Cricket World Cup, India to begin their Super 8 campaign against South Africa in Ahmedabad this evening. India and Brazil have set an ambitious target to boost bilateral trade to $30 billion by 2030, up from the previous goal of $20 billion. Secretary East in the Ministry of External Affairs, B. Kumaran, at the special briefing informed that the decision was made during Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva's visit to India, where he emphasized that the earlier target was not ambitious enough. The two countries are looking to enhance cooperation in various sectors, including oil, gas and renewable energy, launching Brazilian satellites and building satellites together, biofuels and sustainable aviation fuel, agriculture, livestock and healthcare, as well as yoga. India and Brazil have exchanged a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, to strengthen bilateral cooperation in the field of regulation of pharmaceutical and medical products. In a statement, Ministry of Health and Family Welfare informed that the MOU was exchanged between India's Central Drug Control Organization and Brazilian Health Regulatory Agency to promote convergence in regulatory practices, enhance mutual understanding of regulatory systems, and facilitate effective and coordinated oversight of medical products. India and Brazil also signed an MOU in the field of the micro, small and medium enterprises, MSMEs. India's foreign exchange reserves surged by $8.663 billion to an all-time high of $725.727 billion during the week ended February 13. According to the RBI, the value of gold reserves, a key component of foreign exchange reserves, increased by $4.99 billion to $128.466 billion. Foreign currency assets, the largest component of forex reserves, increased by $3.55 billion to $573.603 billion. The value of special drawing rights increased by $103 million to $18.924 billion. The India AI Impact Summit 2026 has adopted the New Delhi Declaration on AI Impact, marking a significant milestone in global cooperation on artificial intelligence. The declaration has been endorsed by a total of 88 countries and international organizations, reflecting a broad-based global consensus on leveraging AI for economic growth and social good. The event witnessed widespread participation from across the globe. Guided by the principle of Sarvajan Hitaya Sarvajan Sukhaya, the declaration called for strengthening global cooperation and stressed that the benefits of AI must be equitably shared across humanity. We have a report.
These countries have taken note of the Charter for the Democratic Diffusion of AI as a voluntary and non-binding framework to promote access to foundational AI resources while respecting national laws. They also took note of the development of a voluntary and collaborative platform to facilitate exchange of learning, knowledge, and scalable practices to advance AI adoption for social empowerment. The countries have recognized that the voluntary guiding principles on resilient, innovative and efficient artificial intelligence would guide them towards development of resilient and efficient AI systems. The summit is expected to catalyze long-term international partnerships and position AI as a key driver for economic growth. With Ankit Kumar, this is Anand Kumar for World News, Delhi.
U.S. President Donald Trump has raised the global tariffs from 10% to 15% after a big setback in the Supreme Court. In a 6-3 decision, the court said the International Emergency Economic Powers Act does not give a president the power to introduce broad across-the-board tariffs on imports. The judgment could open the door to refund claims potentially worth tens of billions of dollars. Within hours of the ruling, Trump appeared before reporters and announced a new round of tariffs, signaling that his trade agenda would move forward despite the setback. He insisted that key national security and trade-related tariffs would continue without interruption. This is Akash Wani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from across the globe. At least 17 Afghan civilians died and a dozen others injured as Pakistan Air Force conducted airstrikes targeting civilian residential areas along the Pakistan-Afghanistan border region. Afghan government spokesperson Zabihullah Mujahid said Pakistan Air Force last night bombed civilians in Nangarhar and Paktika provinces, killing and injuring people, including women and children. Pakistan Information Minister Ataullah Tarar confirmed the attack, citing three attacks since the start of Ramadan last week. He said Pakistan has targeted seven terrorist camps and hideouts belonging to Pakistani Taliban and its affiliates in the border region. Afghanistan and Pakistan have been locked in an increasingly bitter dispute since the Taliban authorities retook control in Kabul in 2021. In Iran, students at several universities held large anti-government protests, marking the first demonstrations on this scale since a violent government crackdown last month. The students marched at Sharif University in Tehran yesterday, where clashes broke out with pro-government groups. Other demonstrations and a sit-in were reported in Tehran and in the northeast, with students honoring those killed in January's mass protests. Meanwhile, tensions between the U.S. and Iran are rising. The U.S. has increased its military presence near Iran, and President Donald Trump has warned that the U.S. may take military action if a nuclear deal is not reached soon. U.S. and Iranian officials met in Switzerland this week and said progress was made in talks about limiting Iran's nuclear program. In Venezuela, 1,557 people jailed for political reasons have applied for release under a new amnesty law signed and are expected to be released from prison this week. According to officials, over 1,100 new applications were recently received, bringing the total to 1,557. Hundreds of releases are already happening and more could take place within 15 days. The law is expected to help opposition members, activists, journalists and human rights defenders who have been detained for months or years. For many years, the government denied holding political prisoners, so this law marks a major change. NASA chief Jared Isaacman has ruled that a March launch for Artemis II, the first crewed flyby mission to the moon in more than 50 years, citing technical issues. Isaacman said in a social media post on X that workers identified a problem with helium flow to the Space Launch System rocket that will take the March launch window out of consideration. A detailed briefing is expected in the coming days. Moving on to sports, in the ICC T20 Cricket World Cup 2026, India will begin their Super 8 campaign against South Africa at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad today. The match will begin at 7 this evening. The men in blue finished at the top of their group after winning all four matches. Meanwhile, the first Super 8 match between New Zealand and Pakistan was abandoned due to heavy rain in Colombo yesterday, with both teams sharing 1 point each. Pakistan will next play England on February 24 at the Palekele International Cricket Stadium. New Zealand will face Sri Lanka on February 25 in Colombo. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India and Brazil set an ambitious target to boost their bilateral trade to $30 billion by 2030. U.S. President Donald Trump announces hike in tariffs to 15% on all countries after Supreme Court ruling. 17 Afghan civilians killed in Pakistan Air Force airstrikes along border region. Iranian students hold anti-government protests since government crackdown last month. And in ICC T20 Cricket World Cup, India to begin their Super 8 campaign against South Africa in Ahmedabad this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.